Washington, this is VOA News. Separatist battle Ukraine forces near Russian border. Questions around POW's 2009 disappearance in Afghanistan. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Ukraine says hundreds of heavily armed pro-Russian separatists attacked a government facility Monday near the Russian border, triggering a day-long battle that left as many as 7 people dead. The fighting near Luhansk, one of the largest battles of the 2-month separatist insurgency, sparked renewed U.S. criticism of Russia's role in increasingly violent eastern Ukraine. The U.S. State Department is accusing Russia of supporting the insurgency with Russian fighters and weaponry, and says Moscow has done nothing to stop such cross-border transfers. U.S. officials are defending the Taliban prisoner swap that freed an American prisoner of war in Afghanistan. But those who served with Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl say he willingly walked away from his guard duty post after becoming disillusioned with the U.S. war effort. He was captured by Taliban insurgents in June 2009 and held until the United States won his freedom on Saturday by agreeing to release 5 Taliban terrorism suspects held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Sergeant Bergdahl is now undergoing medical tests in Germany. The Afghan government is expressing concern about the release of the American soldier. An Afghan Foreign Ministry spokesman says the swap was made without informing Kabul, and turning the detainees over to Qatar is a potential breach of international law. A suicide attack in eastern Afghanistan killed 3 Turkish engineers. The blast occurred Monday in Nangarhar province when a suicide bomber detonated his explosive-laden motorcycle as a minibus with Turkish construction workers traveled nearby. There's been no claim of responsibility. The Turkish Foreign Ministry condemned the attack. Libyan military forces loyal to former Army Chief of Staff General Khalifa Haftar are battling militiamen from the al-Qaeda-affiliated Ansar al-Sharia group in Benghazi with planes and helicopters. Libyan TV reports at least 20 dead and more than 80 wounded. Edward Uranian reports.
Libyan army helicopters strafed positions of the al-Qaeda-linked Ansar al-Sharia militia in the eastern port city of Benghazi Monday amid sporadic fighting. Libyan warplanes also overflew the skies of the city as militia anti-aircraft gunners opened fire on them. Clashes reportedly began when Ansar al-Sharia militiamen attacked the Libyan Special Forces Battalion base with rockets and mortars, inflicting casualties. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas swore in a new unity government between Fatah and Hamas, the 2 groups that have separately governed the West Bank and Gaza Strip for the past 7 years. The ceremony in Ramallah went ahead Monday after the 2 sides overcame a last-minute dispute over a decision by Mr. Abbas to not include a Ministry of Prison Affairs. The United States says it's giving its support to the Palestinians' new unity government, despite concerns from Israel it will give influence to Hamas. The World Health Organization reports that cholera is spreading rapidly in South Sudan's capital of Juba. Lisa Schlein has details.
The World Health Organization is worried at how quickly cholera has spread in South Sudan's capital since the disease was first confirmed on April 23rd. It reports more than 1,000 cases, including 27 deaths in Juba, with unconfirmed cases reported in other parts of this war-torn country, including in Jonglei, Lakes, and Upper Nile states. A WHO specialist in cholera, Dr. Dominique Legros, says the unsanitary conditions of the displaced persons camps and the onset of the rainy season are expected to accelerate the spread of this often fatal disease. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Obama administration unveiled a plan to cut carbon emissions from power plants in the U.S. by almost 1/3 in the next 15 years. The initiative aims to promote renewable energy sources such as solar and wind, as well as energy efficiency. The proposal expected to be completed next year. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.